a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Timbagalka, Clear Lake, District Number 5, Coddington County, Reed Holeen, Watertown. District Number 6, Beadle, Clark, Coddington, Hamlin, and Kingsbury Counties, Art Frisley, Willow Lake. District Number 7, Brookings County, Larry Tiedemann, Brookings. District Number 8, Lake, Minor, Moody, and Sanborn Counties, Russell Olson, Wentworth. District Number 9, Minnehaha County, Deb Peters, Hartford. District Number 10, Lincoln and Minnehaha Counties, Chantel Krebs, Renner. District Number 11, Lincoln and Minnehaha Counties, Todd Schleckaway, Sioux Falls. District Number 12, Lincoln and Minnehaha Counties, Mark Johnston, Sioux Falls. District Number 13, Minnehaha County, Phyllis M. Heineman, Sioux Falls. District Number 14, Minnehaha County, Joni M. Cutler, Sioux Falls. District Number 15, Minnehaha County, Angie Buell, Sioux Falls. District Number 16, Lincoln and Union Counties, Dan Lederman, Dakota Dunes. District Number 17, Clay and Turner Counties, Eldon Nygaard, Vermilion. District Number 18, Lincoln County, Gene M. Hunhoff, Yankton. District Number 19, Bonham, Douglas, Hutchinson, and Turner Counties, J.E. Jim Putnam, Armour. District Number 20, Aurora and Davison Counties, Mike Valley, Mitchell. District Number 21, Brule, Buffalo, Charles Mix, Jones, and Lyman Counties, Cooper Garnos, Presho. District Number 22, Beadle, Hand, and Girald Counties, Tom Hansen, Huron. District Number 23, Campbell, Edmonds, Falk, Hyde, McPherson, Potter, and Walworth Counties, Corey Brown, Gettysburg. District Number 24, Hughes, Stanley, and Sully Counties, Bob Gray, Peer. District Number 25, Hanson, McCook, and Minnehaha Counties, Tim Rave, Baltic. District Number 26, Gregory, Millette, Todd, and Tripp Counties, Billy H. Sutton, Burke. District Number 27, Bennett, Hawken, Jackson, and Shannon Counties, Jim Bradford, Pine Ridge. District Number 28, Butte, Corson, Dewey, Harding, Meade, Perkins, and Zeebach Counties, Ryan M. Maher, Isabel. District Number 29, Butte and Meade Counties, Larry Roden, Union Center. District Number 30, Custer, Fall River, and Pennington Counties, Bruce Rampelberg, Rapid City. District Number 31, Lawrence County, Thomas R. Nelson, Lead. District Number 32, Pennington County, Stanford, Adelstein, Rapid City. District Number 33, Meade and Pennington Counties, Elizabeth Krause, Rapid City. District Number 34, Pennington County, Craig Teason, Rapid City. District Number 35, Pennington County, Jeffrey K. Haverly, Rapid City. In testimony thereof, I have hereunto set my hand and affixed the great seal of the State of South Dakota this 7th day of January, 2011. Jason M. Gant, Secretary of State. I, Jason M. Gant, Secretary of the State of South Dakota, do hereby certify that the following members elected to the Senate of the State of South Dakota for the term 2011-2012 were administered the oath of office on the 8th day of January, 2011, in the Senate chamber at the seat of state government in Pierre by the Honorable David Gilkerson, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of South Dakota, and subscribe to the same, and that such oath is now on file in the office of the Secretary of State of South Dakota. Timbagalka, Jim Bradford, Corey Brown, Angie Buell, Jason Frerichs, Art Frisley, Cooper Garnos, Bob Gray, Tom Hansen, Jeff Haverly, Phyllis Heineman, Gene Hunhoff, Elizabeth Krause, Chantel Krebs, Dan Lederman, Ryan Maher, Tom Nelson, L. Nordstrup, Eldon Nygaard, Russell Olson, Deb Peters, Jim Putnam, Bruce Rampelberg, Tim Rave, Larry Roden, Billy Sutton, Larry Tiedemann, Mike Valley. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and affixed the great seal of the State of South Dakota this 11th day of January, 2011, Jason M. Gant, Secretary of State. I, Jason M. Gant, Secretary of the State of South Dakota, do hereby certify that the following members were not present on January 8, 2011, for the swearing-in ceremonies and have yet to take the oath of office. Stanford M. Adelstein, Joni M. Cutler, Reed S. Holeen, Jim Hunstead, J. Mark Johnston, Todd Schleckaway, Craig Teason. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and affix the great seal of the State of South Dakota this 11th day of January, 2011, Jason M. Gant, Secretary of State.
Will those senators who have not taken their oath yet please rise, and please join me in welcoming Justice Severson.
Ladies and gentlemen, Senate, who are to take the oath, will you please raise your right hand and repeat after me? I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota, and will faithfully discharge the duties of Senator according to the best of my abilities, and that I have not knowingly or intentionally paid or contributed anything or made any promise in the nature of a bribe to directly or indirectly influence any vote at the election at which I was chosen to fill said office, and have not accepted, nor will I accept or receive directly or indirectly, any money, pass, or any other valuable thing from any corporation, company, or person, for any vote or influence I may give or withhold on any bill or resolution or appropriation, or for any other official act. Congratulations.
Thank you, Justice. Secretary, please call the roll. One more message first.
Yeah. I, Jason M. Gannett, Secretary of the State of South Dakota, do hereby certify that on the 8th day of January, 2011, at the hour of 12 o'clock meridian, the Honorable David Gilbertson, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of South Dakota, in the rotunda of the Capitol Building, at the seat of the government and peer, and in the presence of the legislators there assembled, administered the oath of office to the state following state constitutional officers elected, which was subscribed to and placed on file in the office of the Secretary of State of South Dakota: Governor Dennis Dugard, Lieutenant Governor Matt Michaels, Secretary of State Jason M. Gant, having formally been sworn in on January 2, 2011, by the Honorable David Gilbertson, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of South Dakota, Attorney General Marty J. Jackley, State Auditor Stephen J. Barnett, State Treasurer Richard L. Satgast, Commissioner of School and Public Lands Jared R. Johnson, having been formally sworn in on January 8, 2011, by the Honorable Steve Zinter, Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of South Dakota, Public Utilities Commissioner Chris Nelson, appointed January 8, 2011, to fulfill the unexpired term of Dustin Dusty Johnson, who will not be taking the oath of office, and having been formally sworn in on January 8, 2011, by the Honorable David Gilbertson, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of South Dakota, in testimony whereof I have hereunto set my hand and affixed the great seal of the State of South Dakota, this 11th day of 2011, Jason M. Gant, Secretary of State.
Ta-da. The Secretary will now call the roll.
Senators Adelstein, Bogalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Cutler, Frerichs, Frisley, Garnos, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Haverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Kraus, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Norstrup, Nygaard, Olson, here. Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Valley. There is a quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you very much. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. That has a great ring to it from your former title over in the lower house. We welcome you as a body to the Senate. Certainly your reputation as a two-term Speaker of the House precedes you, and the fairness and the way that you carry out the proceedings of the body that you are in charge of certainly are welcome here, and we want to welcome you officially to the Senate. So looking forward to working with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. It's been an emotional weekend, and grateful for being with you as family and service to the people of the state. Please bear with me if I call you Representative or Trudy, I'll call you Clerk. It's an old habit, but it's a privilege. Yes, Senator Farix.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, would echo the remarks from the distinguished senator. My enjoyable experience working with you, Mr. President, was as a page, even over in the other house that's over there. So thank you, and I look forward to a great session. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, very, very much. That touches me deeply, considering I haven't aged at all. So, thank you. It's a privilege to be serving you again. Communications. Excuse me, motions and resolutions.
Senator Olson moves that the Senate do now proceed with the organization of the Senate.
Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Senator Olson moves that that Senator Gray be elected President Pro Tem of the Senate of the 86th legislative session.
Is there a second? Any remarks? Hearing none. All those in favor of the election of pro tem of Senator Gray, we'll do by roll call. The secretary will call the roll.
Okay. Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler? Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holine?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Kraus?
Aye.
Krebs? Oh, okay. Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson Tom?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 ayes, 2 excused.
Motion to elect President Pro Tempore Senator Gray, having received a majority vote of the senators-elect, is carried. Congratulations, Senator. Please rise. Take your oath, please.
Senator, will you please raise your right hand? Repeat after me. I do solemnly swear or affirm.
I do solemnly swear or affirm
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States
and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And will faithfully discharge.
And will faithfully discharge
the duties of President Pro Tem.
The duties of President Pro Tem.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
And that I have not knowingly or intentionally.
And that I have not knowingly or intentionally
paid or contributed anything.
Paid or contributed.
Or
made any promise
in the nature of a bribe,
in the nature of a bribe
to directly or indirectly influence any vote,
to directly or indirectly influence any vote
at the election at which I was chosen,
at the election at which I was chosen
to fill said office,
to fill said office,
and have not accepted,
and have not accepted,
nor will I accept,
nor will I accept,
or receive directly or indirectly,
or receive directly or indirectly
any money,
any money,
pass,
or anything of value,
or anything of value,
from any corporation,
from any corporation,
company or person,
company or person,
for any vote or influence,
for any vote or influence,
influence.
I may give or withhold.
I may give or withhold.
On any bill or resolution.
On any bill or resolution.
Or appropriation.
Or appropriation.
Or for any other official act.
Or for any other official act.
Congratulations.
Senator Olson moved that Trudy Evanstad be elected Secretary of the Senate for the 86th legislative session.
Is there a second? Motion is to elect Secretary of the Senate Trudy Evanstad. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler? Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnas?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haberle?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holleen?
Aye.
Hunstad?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Kraus?
Aye.
Krebs? Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nostrop? Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, there were 33 ayes, 2 excused.
Thank you. The motion to elect the Secretary of the Senate is Trudy Evanstad, having received a majority vote of the senators-elect, is hereby declared passed. Congratulations, Trudy. Get up here and raise your right hand. Let's rock and roll.
Stevenson, you already have your hand up. I do solemnly swear or affirm.
I do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And will faithfully discharge.
And will faithfully discharge.
The duties of Secretary of the Senate.
The duties of Secretary of the Senate.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
And that I have not knowingly or intentionally.
And that I have not knowingly or intentionally.
Paid or contributed anything.
Paid or contributed anything.
Or made any promise.
Or made any promise.
In the nature of a bribe.
In the nature of a bribe.
To directly or indirectly influence.
To directly or indirectly influence.
Any vote at the election.
Any vote at the election.
At which I was chosen to fill said office.
At which I was chosen to fill said office.
And have not accepted.
And have not accepted.
Nor will I accept.
Nor will I accept.
Or receive directly or indirectly.
Directly or receive directly or indirectly.
Any money, pass, or thing of value.
Any money, pass, or thing of value.
From any corporation.
From any corporation.
Company.
Company.
Or person.
Or person.
For any vote or influence.
For any vote or influence.
I may give or withhold.
I may give or withhold.
On any bill or resolution.
On any bill or resolution.
Or appropriation.
Or appropriation.
Or for any other official act.
Or for any other official act.
Congratulations.
I'll read the appointments of the legislative employees, including the pages for the first session. Assistant to Secretary, Kay Egana. Assistant to the Secretary, Carolyn Ryder. Assistant to the Secretary, Carolyn Jorgensen. Secretary to the President Pro Tem, Sherry Hauschild. Secretary to the Majority Leader, Rena Ortbahn. Secretary to the Minority Leader, Suzanne Jones. Appropriations Secretary is Barbara Bjornberg. Committee Secretaries, Lois Henry and Cindy Lauder. Sergeant-at-Arms, Dave Bondi. Assistant Sergeant-at-Arms, Robert Bartlett. Gary Hoschied, Larry Vetter. The pages for the first term who are here are Kason Dennison, Alex Famstead, Allison Ginden, Caitlin Ganeri, Alexander Hagman, Raquel Hone, Cammy Joe Kessler, Jeremy Nedefee, Rachel Norberg, and Nathan Shea. The legislative interns for the term of the legislature here in the Senate, Laura Buckles, Melissa Forrest, Stephanie Gruba, Kristen Liedem, Michelle Oswald, Paul Ron, Samuel Strowman, Ashley Tanner, and Katie Wagner, and legislative aide Michael Fisher. Your Honor, they're ready for their oath.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please raise your right hand? Repeat after me. I, please state your name.
I,
do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States
and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota,
and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota,
and that I will faithfully discharge,
my office
according to the best of my abilities. Congratulations.
Senator Olson moves that the permanent joint rules and the permanent Senate rules of the 85th legislative session be adopted as the temporary joint rules and temporary Senate rules for the 86th legislative session.
Motion has been made and seconded to make the 85th session rules the temporary 86th session rules. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Oh, I'm sorry. It was rules, so it should be a roll call. So, Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Adelstein.
Aye.
Bogalka. Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler. Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Garnos. Gray.
Aye.
Hanson-Tom.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Yeah.
Kraus.
Aye.
Krebs. Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 ayes, two excused.
Majority vote of the senators-elect have voted to adopt those rules, and the motion carries.
Senator Olson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House to arrange for a joint session of the two houses to receive the message of the governor.
Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I announce the committee as Senators Gray, Olson, and Frerichs.
Senator Olson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House to notify the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communication he may desire to make.
Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I announce that such committee shall be Senators Gray, Olson, and Frerichs.
Senator Olson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House relative to the joint rules for the 86th legislative session.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I announce that such committee is comprised of Senators Gray, Olson, and Frerichs.
Senator Olson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House to arrange for legislative days for the members, officers, and employees of the Senate and the House.
Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I announce that such committee is comprised of Senators Gray, Olson, and Frerichs.
Senator Olson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House for the purpose of setting the compensation schedule for the elective and appointive officers and employees of the Senate and House for the 86th legislative session pursuant to SDLC 2-5-8 with the full power to act, and that such compensation schedule be filed with the director and of the Legislative Research Council and the state auditor.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Announce such committee is comprised of Senators Gray, Brown, and Frerichs.
Senator Olson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House for the purpose of conferring with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, Senate and House journals, and bills and other legislative printing for the two houses and the Senate offices with the full power to act.
Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Announce that such committee is comprised of Senators Brown, Rave, and Hunstead.
Senator Olson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House relative to securing chaplains for the 86th legislative session.
Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I announce that such committee is comprised of Senators Roden, Heineman, and Hunstead.
Senator Olson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee of four on the part of the House for the purpose of arranging a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the Senate and House.
Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I announce that such committee is comprised of Senator Schleckaway, Lederman, and Hunstead.
Senator Olson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee of four on the part of the House to arrange for a joint session of the Senate and House of Representatives to receive a message from the Honorable David Gilbertson, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I announce that such committee is comprised of Senators Gray, Olson, and Frerichs.
Senator Olson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet relative to Senate rules.
Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I announce that such committees are comprised of Senators Gray, Olson, and Frerichs. At this time, I'll announce the appointments of the following standing committees of the South Dakota Senate: Agricultural and Natural Resources, Senators Kreb, Maher, Bogalka, Frisley, Garnas, Hansen, Roden, Valley, Frerichs. Appropriations: Senators Brown, Tiedemann, Haverly, Heineman, Norstrup, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Sutton. Commerce: Senators Nelson, Nygaard, Adelstein, Johnston, Lederman, Rave, Buell. Education: Senators Garnas, Johnston, Gray, Kraus, Rave, Schleckaway, Bradford. Government Operations and Audit: Senators Haverly, Peters, Hunoff, Tiedemann, Hunstead. Health and Human Services: Senators Hunoff, Kraus, Holeen, Krebs, Rave, Schleckaway, Bradford. Judiciary: Senators Teason, Cutler, Bogalka, Hunoff, Nygaard, Valley, Buell. Legislative Procedure: Senators Gray, Rave, Brown, Heineman, Olson, Putnam, Frerichs. Local Government: Senators Schleckaway, Holeen, Hunoff, Lederman, Nelson, Teason, Bradford. Retirement Laws: Senators Rampelberg, Nelson, Tiedemann, Buell, Sutton. State Affairs: Senators Roden, Olson, Adelstein, Cutler, Garnas, Gray, Johnston, Teason, Frerichs. Taxation: Senators Hansen, Lederman, Frisley, Maher, Nelson, Nygaard, Hunstead. And Transportation: Senators Valley, Frisley, Cutler, Hansen, Krebs, Maher, Hunstead. Ready for the reports of joint. Yep. Reports of joint select.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to notify the Governor that the Legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communication he may desire to transmit, respectfully reports that the Governor is ready to appear before the joint session to deliver his message. Respectfully submitted, Brian Gosch, Justin Cronin, Mitch Fargin, House Committee, Bob Gray, Russell Olson, Jason Frerichs, Senate Committee. Senator Olson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to notifying the Governor that the Legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session be adopted.
Is there a second? All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. It is adopted.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for a joint session of the Senate and House of Representatives to receive the message of the Governor, respectfully reports that the Senate and the House convene in joint session in the chamber of the House of Representatives at 1 p.m., January 11, 2011. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Russell Olson, Jason Furyk, Senate Committee, Brian Gosch, Justin Cronin, Mitch Fargin, House Committee. Senator Olson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session to receive a message from the Governor be adopted.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. It is so adopted.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for a joint session of the State of the Senate and House of Representatives to receive a message of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court respectfully reports that the Senate and the House convene in joint session in the Chamber of the House of Representatives at 1:30, January 12, 2011. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Russell Olson, Jason Furyk, Senate Committee, David Lust, Justin Cronin, Bernie Hunhoff, Mitch Fargin, House Committee. Senator Olson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session to receive a message from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court be adopted.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Report is adopted. First reading of Senate bills and joint resolutions.
Senate Bill 21, an act to eliminate the requirement for a single-action hardware on primary exit doors for specialty resorts and vacation homes. Senate Bill 23, an act to update certain citations to federal regulations regarding pipeline safety inspection. Senate Bill 24, an act to increase the filing fee for a rate case filed by a gas or electric public utility. Senate Bill 25, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the use of funds in the telephone solicitation account. Senate Bill 26, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the implementation of a proposed rate or practice by a state or electric public utility. Senate Bill 27, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the State Electrical Commission. Senate Bill 38, an act to establish network adequacy standards, quality assessment and improvement requirements, utilization, review, and benefit determination requirements and grievance procedures for managed health care plans and to repeal certain standards for managed health care plans. Senate Bill 43, an act to revise certain public, certain health insurance standards for patient protection. Senate Bill 44, an act to revise certain provisions regarding representations and warranties in insurance and annuity applications. Senate Bill 45, an act to repeal a requirement to prepare a report for extending health insurance to medically uninsurable individuals who are not part of a small employer group. Senate Bill 46, an act to provide that the state treasurer shall receive certain cost penalties in certain alcoholic beverage cases. Senate Bill 47, an act to revise certain firm ownership provisions regarding real estate license holders and to make form and style revisions to certain provisions related to real estate commission. Senate Bill 48, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the consumption of distilled spirits in public and to provide certain penalties for consumption of public of alcoholic beverages. And Senate Bill 49, an act to authorize the Real Estate Commission to commence actions for injunctions against certain individuals and entities that engage in the practice of real estate without a license issued or and to provide for recovery of costs of the injunction proceedings by the Commission.
Thank you very much for those who are listening and our pages who are here and people visiting your Senate. That process that just took place is the first reading of the Senate bills. The Constitution requires that they be read and open, obviously, so that everybody could keep track of not only what the titles are to the bill numbers, but also so that they'll know where they'll be referred to committee, which I'll read here in just a minute. It was before we had computers so that everyone could keep track of where the bills are assigned. So the President Pro Tem has assigned the Senate bills to these following committees. Agriculture and Natural Resources, Senate Bill 1. Appropriations, 7, 10, 11, 37, 51, and 52. Commerce, 21, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 38, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49. Education, 8. Health and Human Services, Senate Bill 9, 14, 15, 16, 22, and 50. Judiciary has been assigned Senate Bills 12, 13, 20, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. Senate State Affairs, Senate Bill 2, 3, 6, and 53. Taxation, Senate Bills 17, 39, 40, 41. Taxation, Transportation, Senate Bills 4, 5, 18, 19, 28, and 42. Any announcements?
Senator Olson moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, January 12th, the second legislative day.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate Republicans will not caucus before we come into order tomorrow. However, we will caucus at 4 o'clock in our regular room at 423. I also like to remind the body when we're adjourned today that we'll reconvene in the House to receive the message of the governor.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Hearing none, Madam.
Mr. President, I have a point of personal privilege.
Yes, sir, Senator.
As the oldest member of this body, in some cases by quite a distance, and as a person who had the opportunity to serve under the president when he was speaker, in the unusual occurrence 2 years in a row, I'd like to assure my colleagues that from the age point of view that he will be a mature and responsible leader, and from my experience it will be entertaining, interesting, and certainly worth every day that we spend with him.
Did you say mature? Okay. Thank you, Senator. Thank you very much. Madam Secretary.
Senator Olson moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned.